And welcome to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is April 23rd, 2020. I mean, obviously it's 2020, but you know, figured I'd just put it out there. So today we're going to be talking a lot about school. It's what our interview is. Our interview is with a teacher. And today I got the news. I mean, it's not really news because we all saw it coming.
Yeah.
But that my school will be canceled officially through the end of the year. So I won't be going back this school year. And it is, I mean, it's funny because like you see it coming, but like just to hear it like in fine print is like, wow, that's kind of crazy. And I know for other students who I'm pretty sure most people knew at this point, but I think there were some kids who were like hoping,
still holding out hope.
And it is hard because I don't think I'm going to this school next year. And obviously I'm excited for the school change or whatever, but you know, I really liked the school. I really liked where I went to school and like a lot of the teachers and not being able to say goodbye and stuff. It's weird. And I think that's it's even harder for seniors who have been at like whatever school they've been at for 4 years. Like I've been at the school for 2 years, but 4 years and like,
yeah, because the last days of senior year in high school, it's a lot of like
goodbye,
going around to your teachers,
getting your yearbook signed. Like, I don't even know if you do that in high school, but
I think some people do, but it's still like you say goodbye. You've been with these teachers
for so long. Yeah. And like you will be able to see them, especially if it's a public school. But still, you don't see them as often, and you might not really. But especially for, I can't imagine boarding schools, like, some of your friends you're not going to see again, like, ever.
Well, you will, but not in the
same. Sorry, don't mean to stress you out, boarders who are
not in the same. Well,
just, it's different. Yeah. And it's definitely a lot of those, like, it's a hard feeling, so I can imagine that it's definitely tough.
But it's probably nice for the teachers. To know, like, okay,
to know
I
for
don't
planning,
have to
yeah.
plan on, like, I don't, I know that I'm online for the rest of the year.
Yeah, instead of, like, halfway planning everything. Yeah.
So that's probably nice. But
yeah, just nice to know if you have to look at the ups of it, which is always good, too. So today, I had, like, so we're doing, like, a Spirit Week type thing. Mac posted something yesterday, because my, on quarantine. My school, yesterday was Earth Day, so it was, like, pick up trash or something was the challenge, because each day we have a challenge. So the challenge today was get the most people on a Zoom or Google Meet or whatever. So my principal did that, and he also answered questions. So a bunch of people went on to that and, like, just asked a lot of different questions. And one of the things that was brought up was, like, senior graduation, and they were thinking of doing a like drive-in type thing, but now that's kind of off the table as things get even more serious. I don't think they just even want cars close together. I don't really know the exact details on why, but he said that's off the table. They're thinking maybe a parade type thing. But if you don't live on the island, or even if you do and you have any suggestions or ideas or different things that
your school's doing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, something your school's doing for seniors. Let me know, and I'll totally, like, tell my principal, because it is hard for seniors, and I'm not a senior, so it doesn't affect me as much, but I can imagine it's tough. And I thought of the idea of, at our school, we normally have an assembly where, like, all the students go up and say what college they're going to. So I was like, we could make it a video. Like, everyone sends in a video.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool to have, like, a sort of compilation of all the kids. And I'd like to watch that, honestly, because I'm interested in where kids
where
are going. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, you know, make a nice video for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, there's no real solution that people are gonna be like, oh my gosh, yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's trying to make the best out of it, really.
And mine isn't even substituting graduation. It's just, like, a different idea. But
yeah.
I think Gina Raimondo actually, they might be doing this, like, put it on TV, and have like a special graduation for all the kids in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Which I was saying earlier that is a lot of kids, but like maybe they'll just put the names across the screen or whatever, but that would be special and it would be nice just to have something. And like you could be like, okay, this is the day they're showing on TV, so let's all dress up as a family. Like make it something that stands out a little bit more.
Or they don't have to do everybody at once. They could do it throughout the week. Like, yeah. Okay, now we're doing Quidnick Island and then we're doing these schools.
Yeah, or like even this part of the alphabet.
Yeah. Well, I think you want to be read with your school.
Yeah, no, that's true. Online, that is true.
On TV.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I do think the nice thing about that is it's like it's acknowledging how all the schools on the island, in Rhode Island, like we're all so different, but being able to come together like that and be like, all you seniors are struggling for the same reasons. Like, you're all in this together kind of gives like it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
And so I guess in Massachusetts, I'm not going to say Massachusetts because I'm not sure it's Massachusetts, but I heard about a state and this, I don't know if this is true, but I heard about a state that might be doing something where they don't introduce any new material. Like they told teachers, don't introduce new material and just do all review for the rest of the year, I guess, which was strange to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really make much sense to me.
I guess they're the thinking of that behind that, and I like I said, I'm not sure if this is true, but it's something that I heard, and it sounds like something they might do, thinking like, well, it's hard to introduce new concepts online,
which I'm sure it is,
because I'm sure it is. But like some of my teachers have been doing it and it's worked out.
I think for some subjects, it's easier than others.
Yeah.
Like, I personally can't imagine learning math online.
Yeah, no, it's
I'm
true.
Not a good math student.
Yeah, and it's also, like, it depends who you are. Like, I haven't been struggling so much with learning new concepts in chemistry necessarily, but I can imagine other students are.
Yeah, like, some, like, English, for the most part, you're reading and discussing you're reading and writing. So it's not that... But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard, so I understand where they're coming from. Everyone's trying to navigate.
Speaking of reading, guys, I just started a new book for English called Refugee. I ordered it off Amazon, and it's by Alan Gratz. So if you guys want to join me in a little...
book club?
Quarantine book club, we can totally talk about it anytime. And it seems like it's going to be a really good book. I just started it, and it's about, like... three different refugee people who become refugees from different times. There's a boy from Germany when Hitler was ruling, and then a girl who was in Cuba when I think Fidel Castro was president, quote unquote president, but I don't think it really counts as a president if you're like. Anyways, and then a boy who is in I forget where, but Syria in 2015. So it's like all these different years and stuff. I don't know. It seems cool. So if you want to join book club with me, totally order that book. Okay. So anything else? Oh, one more thing is that also in that meeting that I had with the principal, I've heard that we might at Rogers High School potentially not have school on Fridays in May. And I don't know if that's, like, this is all... The thing is about this, like, meeting was every question kids asked, the answer was like, well, we're not really sure yet, because that's the problem. Yeah, like, no one really knows. Really like, know. So will we be back in school in September? Like, well, we're not really sure yet.
It's also, like, it's not up to, like, Rogers doesn't make that decision. So, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard. So, and I can see why even, like, a lot of teachers or, like, principals or whatever might be feel like... People might feel like they're not really, like, taking direction or whatever. They're like, we're just listening to other people. We really might seem like we're, like, so in control, but really we're not. So I can see how that might be challenging. Yeah. I feel like we've talked for a while now.
Yeah. I just wanted to say something. The online classes is weird. I had a Zoom class last night, and afterwards my professor goes, okay, this has been a great semester, guys. I love talking to you. I was like, wait, this is my last class? So I didn't even know that I was in my last class. I'm in my last week of classes right now.
Oh my gosh. So wow. He'll be able to have even more time in his hands to spend like researching for this podcast. Yeah. It's going to be amped up, guys.
Yeah, and one of my final projects, I have to do a TED Talk.
Oh.
So I need to figure out how to do that.
Well, yeah. I have some good TED Talks to show you, for example. Perfect. I love TED Talks.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into the interview with a dear friend of ours who is a teacher at Middletown High School.
Hi, Josie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
How's it going?
What's up, Mac?
I like the beard.
Yeah, it's my quarantine beard.
Yeah.
See the white part?
Yeah, can't even notice it.
Yeah, you can't tell on this.
Good.
All right. So would you like to start off by introducing yourself?
Sure. My name's Andrew Lees. I am a history and economics teacher at Middletown High School in Rhode Island. I live in Middletown. And my wife, Susan, and I, we have three boys who also go to Middletown High School with me every single day, at least until recently. Now they stay home with me every single day.
Oh, wow. That must be nice, huh?
Yeah.
So how long have you been teaching at, or just teaching in general?
I'm in my 22nd year teaching.
Wow. That's impressive.
It goes by fast. Yeah.
All right. So basically, just to start off, how has it been like adjusting to this? So like looking back at like when you first had to get online, did you have any time to really prep or not really?
Well, it just when they decided there wasn't going to be a school for a while, they moved April break to the week we were out. So we did really have a week to prepare, which isn't a lot of time. But during that week, there was a lot of scrambling and figuring out technology and how we're going to do everything. But I guess it was pretty much just a week of to get students acclimated and get them equipped to deal with technology and Wi-Fi and computers and all that stuff so they could actually log in at home to classes. So we didn't really have a lot of time to prepare for classes, but more of the technology component of online learning.
Because they didn't take, at Middletown, you guys didn't take your computers home, did you, normally? Like the students?
No, not normally. So they had to set up a system where kids could come and pick up a computer, a laptop to bring home. They have assigned laptops in school.
Yeah.
To bring them home. So they had to distribute all the laptops during that week.
So since then, like, have you seen it, like, kind of improvements? Like,
well, yeah. So once we got started, you know, teachers had to figure out how to teach their classes because we were basically told that, you know, school is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your classes every day and you're going to meet with your students every day online or assign them you know, things to do online every day, just like you would in school.
Yeah.
But it's all via the internet and online.
So do you guys do, because I know at Rogers, I don't really have a lot of like Zoom meet, like I don't have a lot of Google Meet or Zoom meetings where I actually see my teacher. Do you guys do a lot of those or do you as a teacher do a lot?
I do, yes. Yeah. So a lot of teachers, myself included, meet with their classes every day, every period.
Mm-hmm.
That they're scheduled to meet. So we just follow our regular schedule. And so, for example, today, it was day one on the schedule. I meet at 8 o'clock with A period. So we schedule a Zoom, we use Google Meets.
Mm-hmm.
We schedule a Google Meets meeting and the kids check in and we run our class basically through that fashion. Some teachers don't meet every day. Kind of had some flexibility. They might assign things to do for the course of a week or a couple of days, and they're due whenever, and then they'll meet maybe once a week, maybe once every other day. I find it easier to kind of keep a consistent schedule to try to meet with every class every day. Mm-hmm. And we also have to keep attendance. So we're required to have kids check in if we don't meet with them online on a video meet. We mm-hmm. have, they still are supposed to check in every day.
Oh, wow.
For attendance purposes.
Okay, yeah, because we only have to check in once, but they have to check in with all their teachers.
Mm-hmm. Every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do a full class on Zoom, or you just kind of check in and meet with the students and then have them do the work, or is it...
Well, I'm finding that, so our if we were in school, our classes would be 60 minutes,
mm-hmm.
roughly, four classes for the students, for teachers every day. I'm finding that the Google Meets run between 20 and 40 minutes, a little shorter. So yeah. So we kind of give them a little time to maybe do some of the work that's assigned. And it's weird. It's like you don't give homework because it's all homework.
But yeah.
Go over what you need to do. Maybe the last assignment. Introduce a new assignment or a new activity and give it to them. And, you know, some kids will ask questions. But generally, I've noticed for me, it's been about between 20 and 40 minutes rather than the full 60 every class period.
So what would you say the, like, main pros and cons are of being online versus in school?
Well, one, I mean, obviously, we'd all rather be in school.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think we're making the best of a bad situation. So the pros for us in our district, in our school, is that most kids are engaged. Attendance is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably as good or better than it is during normal school.
Yeah.
So that just shows that most kids have the capability to check in online. They have good internet and computers and technology and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a really good part. The negatives are that you don't see the kids every day. You don't go to school every day. So that's a big component of working with kids is, you know, the everyday interaction in school. But that's tough to overcome sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of it is language. So I have like an ELL class, and sometimes the language capabilities are difficult. Mm-hmm. And just the technology, sometimes it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So moving over in kind of a different direction, I know that Jack, your son recently, well, I'm not, obviously, you know, he's your son, but for the listeners, recently
I almost forgot.
Is a senior and recently decided on college. So
yes.
Was he planning on having visits before he decided? And like,
his university. So, yeah, luckily for him, he'd pretty much taken all his visits, and we pretty much decided on his college of choice, University of Maine, before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of kids are in the middle of college visits and so forth, and it's tough because they can't do it. So,
yeah,
I know the colleges are reaching out virtually to do stuff online, visits and tours and questions, and they're trying to do the same thing they normally do, like we are, just online.
Yeah. Emma's been doing the, like, St. George's College Fair online.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that was an event. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That he went to.
Exactly. So I feel like we've talked about, like, everything. I feel like unless you have any last things that
How's teaching while it's at home with everyone else?
Oh, yeah. Because you've got so many different people on computers.
Yeah. It's been all right because everybody's kind of scatters around the house, and we've upgraded our Wi-Fi to super, super, duper, giga, whatever it is.
That's good. So
we're all online, the five of us, because my wife, Susan, teaches too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids are all in class, and we're teaching class basically Monday through Friday, 8 till 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been okay, which we're lucky. I realize that. For the most part.
Yeah. Well, it's good that they're, you know, in high school, because I can imagine if this had happened when they were, like, younger, it would have been
Yeah.
Younger.
I can't imagine both of us trying to teach and having three kids, you know, that need help, that need supervision constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of my friends that are teachers have that problem. That's a big issue. How do you run class when you have your own kids at home that need that need help?
Yeah. So you think most teachers who have that try to do more like assignments than Zoom call or Google
Yeah, so Meet? There's good flexibility built into the schedule, so you don't have to meet every class, every period with kids. So mm-hmm. some of my friends are, you know, that have younger kids, they might schedule, give assignments and then schedule meetings later in the day or maybe once every other day so they can work their own schedule at home around that.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for, do you have any other questions?
No, I'm good. Thanks for coming on.
I think that was
on.
Good. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. We might, right. you have to tell Jeff, we might talk to him sometime about colleges and
talk.
Stuff.
And,
That'd be a good talk. All
love
right.
the podcast, been listening to it. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We miss All you right. and Survivor Night.
I know.
It was a good one last night, huh?
It was very good. Very,
very good.
Exciting.
All right, thanks so much.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you
guys. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I always love to hear from teachers because I think all teachers deserve a lot of credit because they're doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As I said right after the interview, that was a great interview. It was really good to hear from Andrew. So thanks so much to him. All right. So let's get started with the listener answers
so
to our question.
We
yesterday.
Asked for best scar stories.
Sit back and relax, guys. We're going to hear some
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, we're going to hear some stories. So, I haven't read this one yet.
Oh, we even
I
got
just
a DM. Wow.
Yeah, we got a couple DMs.
Man, see, I told you to get into it, and you did.
Yeah, so this is from Logan Ratcliffe, and I'm hearing this for the first time. All the other ones I've read. So, I have two kind of cool scars. The first one is 4-ish inches down my shin that I got while playing football. One of the other team's linemen stepped on me with his cleats. That's no fun. The second one is on my kneecap that I also got from football. During practice, Coach Newsom had us doing full team tackling drills, and I had to tackle Wynn Conley, who was on the podcast.
Yeah.
When I tackled him, my knee must have landed and scraped across a rock or something. Fun times. Yeah, so football's definitely a tough sport.
Yeah, I can't see the joy in football. Why would you ever sign up to be injured? Like, what is fun about that? Seriously, what is fun about that?
It's funny because the NFL draft is on right now, and my quote was going to be from football.
Just, well, it lines up perfectly.
Yeah. So this is from my sister Mary, who had a ton of typos, so I'm going to do my best to
come on, Mary.
Get through. But never thought I'd ever had... Even though I've never had stitches, is what I'm guessing she's saying, I've always had a scar on my right eyebrow. Soon, sophomore year, in the bathroom at Hard Rock Cafe, I mentioned it, wondering how I got it. And Aunt Jane confesses that when I was a little baby, I was running around and tripped on my head and hit my head on the stairs and I needed stitches. She never told anyone because her parents were away. I mean, reading that was tough. Mary,
but
I hit
basically...
Nicole,
Mary, person gets an injury. The person watching them was like, hey, let's just give you stitches and not tell the parents.
Yeah.
Great. Easy.
Yes, easy.
That person happens to be my mom, by the way.
Yeah. So Maggie Wetzel said, the only scar I have, I got when I was playing 500, which is when someone throws a ball and people try to catch it for points. Love that game.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
We were playing that at school in fifth grade, and my friend got too into it and accidentally scratched the inside of my wrist. It looks kind of cool, I guess, just not a crazy story. And, you know, it doesn't matter how crazy.
Yeah, but that must have been a... Oh, it wasn't stitches, it was just
a scar.
Just a scar. I'm like, that was a deep scratch.
Jack Galvin, another podcast guest, said, fell head first off wall shooting shot playing horse. Cracked head open, lost game, now dumb.
Man, all the people in our family are, you know, really showing up with the grammar.
Yeah. Catherine Colley responded saying, fell over a fence and now I have two large scars above my knee.
Ow.
I feel like there's got to be more to why
I know,
you're
I want
to
hear
fence,
more about
but...
the story here.
And then Anna Murphy said, capsizing my boat at Sail Newport, cutting my arm open with a rusty nail on the rudder.
Matt just, like,
just
physically flinched.
Anything
there.
Rusty just really gives me.
I know. Did you get a tetanus shot?
I was just gonna say.
I'm interested. I want to hear more. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it.
So now we are going to get into our questions, but before that, I wanted to say. So, I've heard good things. Actually, my sister told me yesterday on the podcast about a show called Outer Banks that her friends had recommended to her. And I watched the first episode, and, like, it was good. And sometimes I feel like you can't judge a show by its first episode. It was one of those, like, classic, like, you know, teenagers show. Like,
I have a friend I went on a walk today with, social distance walk. And he was raving about the show. He watched the entire first season yesterday.
Wow. Okay. So. I have to give it a, like, I'm not saying it was a good show, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I need to watch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something like that. And I'm also already in a season, a show called Jane the Virgin, and I'm in the third season. And wait, I was just going to spoil it. Never mind. Just move on.
It's getting good, though. She doesn't want to start.
No, that's the thing. Something happened, and now it's, like, just not as good.
Okay.
But anyways, just move on.
All right. So we can get to the questions now.
Yes.
So this is similar to some we have done, but you can have any fictional character as your best friend. Who do you choose?
I am going to go with Rue from The Hunger Games. Wow. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's just so good. Oh, she should.
Why Rue, though?
Because she's, like, so cute and adventurous and, like, fun. And she got taken too, young man. It's
okay.
Just not right.
My answer is going to be Ferris Bueller from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. He seems fun.
He just has a great personality, real fun guy.
Does it help that you played him? Did you play him?
I did play him in a movie in high school. Shout out to Mr. Largy's class. So yeah, Ferris Bueller, yeah, I don't know.
I wish he still did that, like the whole movies thing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was a good time.
I can't remember what was the other question I had. Well, look for this one. I do remember one. So I'm starting a playlist on Spotify for sunset, because something my sisters and I have been doing to get out of the house is after dinner, we go for sunset rides, and we're talking, we're like, what song do you think of when you see a sunset? Like, what do you want to play when you're watching a sunset? So my question to Josie is, what is that song for you?
Oh my gosh, I just totally... Okay, so you know the one that's like, pour me another one?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called though, but pour me look up pour me.
That just like came to mind. Oh yeah, I will look it up while you ask the next question. What would you say?
My song is called Sound Waves.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, by Cam Murphy, shout out, local rapper. And he's just, it's just a very chill.
It's called Pour Me Another One? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pour Me Another One by... I'll have to add that to my playlist.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So,
okay, Pour Me Another
I'm
One.
I'm going to put that as a question on quarantine. If you guys have some good songs, I'd love to hear it, because we need more songs on this playlist.
Yeah, and that's a good way. It's good to have, like, a good bulky playlist so you don't, like, hear the same songs
every time.
Yeah, I
just want to be able to hit shuffle and just...
Hear a new song and just be like, yes. Okay, great. All right,
so my next question is, what is your favorite holiday?
So this is hard because for a long time, my favorite holiday was like Christmas, easy.
Yeah. Boom, simple, Christmas. But
boom, simple. And it still, in a sense, is that. But now it's like Christmas just isn't the same because, like, you know, as you get older, you know,
you don't get as cool as presents.
Yeah, the presents just aren't as cool. And, like, it's like, I ask for clothes every year instead of toys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, opening the new, like, Playmobil set was, like, so awesome. But now it's like.
More practical gifts where it's like, I really need a pair of socks.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's also, like, it is a great holiday to be with the family. But I would say. I really like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I love Thanksgiving because that's when, like, we our family does a big Thanksgiving.
Huge.
And we play games and everything. So I love Thanksgiving. But
yeah.
For me, it's still Christmas just because I love, like, the spirit. Yeah, like, Christmas is the whole month of December.
You're right, you're right. Like,
you're listening to Christmas music, you're doing this.
I wouldn't, honestly, I say Thanksgiving, but it's definitely, it's still Christmas. Yeah. In the sense that, like, it is not the same, but it's still, like, and, like, it used to be, like, Christmas, yeah. Then the other holidays, like, way below. Now they're closer, but Christmas is still, because it's, like, the whole season of December, everything leading up, like Christmas Eve,
like, yeah,
hot cocoa, like just everything.
It's just winter, and then also you get a bigger break from school.
Yeah,
so you're home that's a good with your one. Family for longer.
Uh huh. Yeah,
and just like making gingerbread houses, decorating the.
You
Christmas
know the people
tree.
That annoy me the most.
What?
And sorry if you feel personally attacked. The people that say St. Pat, unless you're like Irish and it like means something to you, but the people who say St. Patrick's Day their favorite holiday.
It's,
those are the worst kind of people. The
parade sucks.
Like, it's... Don't tell me you love watching the parade. And this is more, like, hit at, like, local people who are, like, in high school. So, like, if you're not someone who lives on island and is in high school, then you can probably ignore this. But you're like, oh my gosh, like, I love watching the parade. It's like, you don't even watch the parade. What are you talking about? You don't actually like St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is fun.
Like it's fun,
it,
yeah, but I mean, I actually don't like, I actually have, like,
actual... I've actually never gone to the really Newport Parade.
Yeah.
Not in, like,
Winter is where I usually go. So, I have to say, apart from, like, the whole, like, I wasn't mad about not having a parade, because that's when this all started. We didn't have the St. Patrick's
Day
parade.
Yeah, no, true.
I felt bad for businesses, because I know it's a big day for businesses, but, like, some people were like, oh my gosh, the parade, and I was like, I do not care. Why is everyone making such a big deal about this?
What if you had to do your top three holidays, so
Christmas,
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, Easter.
You're doing Easter? I think I'm doing 4th of July.
4th of July is
just
because
it's a summer holiday.
Yeah, no, I like the thought of just summer is good.
And because America, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Got to show that country spirit. But yeah, I would say Easter. I do love Easter, although it wasn't quite the same this year.
It
but
was,
you know, no. Whatever. Okay, so for my quote, I'm gonna be honest. It seems like kind of deep, and I don't really know what it means. But like, it's about teachers. And is by Albert Einstein, so, like, it must mean something important. It is the supreme art of the teacher to awaken joy in creative
expression.
In creative expression and knowledge. Oh, it is the supreme art. It is the supreme art of the teacher to awaken joy in creative expression and knowledge. Albert Einstein. You know, food for thought there. Really think about the deeper meaning of what that is.
That's a good
that,
one.
I just felt like my English teacher there. Deeper meaning.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to do a teaching quote as well. For those of you who don't know, I am studying to be a teacher.
Oh my gosh!
So mine is, for those who can't, those who can do, those who can't teach. And that's just, it's just a funny one.
Okay.
Just, I don't, someone said that.
It was a poke,
where,
it was
so.
A poke at himself, so
yeah,
like, no one else feel offended.
Yeah.
Making
fun of myself here.
Okay. Well, that was another good episode. Yesterday, I named the episode Good Vibes, because I felt like everything was, like, you know, just flowing nicely, and I felt the same way today.
I think we're finding our stride. We had that one bad episode.
Yeah, the Monday episode.
The Monday episode.
That's, like, the dreaded episode. Like, we're gonna look back at that and be like, what were we
but
doing?
But it was a turning point, because we both decided to bring more energy.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. As always, I always end with this. I feel like I've kind of gotten down now. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you guys so much. Remember to, I haven't said this one in a while. Rate us on whatever you listen to. If you're going to give us 5 stars, anything less, don't even
and
bother.
Maybe tell a friend or two. Why not?
Yeah, tell a friend or two. In the meeting today that I had, I like said, you know when you can like comment things? I was like, check out quarantine.
Well, Principal Vance liked our last picture.
Yeah.
On it, so.
We did at him, so, you know, that helped. But I don't know if he actually listened to it. So, like, come on, tune in. Anyways, I'm getting so off track. But you guys are the best, and thanks for listening. Please, you know, DM us if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. We love to hear from you guys. And, yeah, see you tomorrow. It's going to be Friday, so that means a shorter episode. Stay safe.